As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, May the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always appreciate getting your emails. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. That's E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals remain weak. Investors cautiously return, however. Crude and U.S. dollar index down. We'll talk about all of that in our market reports. The COMEX, CME Group, Inc., Hydropower gaining interest. Barry loves illegals. Yeah, it's all in the news basket today. FEMA, multi-jurisdictional, all-hazard mitigation planning as the Mississippi River floods. Well, we'll go there and talk about that, too. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning, Tuesday, May the 10th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off $3.30 an ounce at $1,509.80. Silver up 31 cents, now on the high side of 38 again at $38.02. $38.02 for silver. Platinum off $5 an ounce at $1,789. And palladium up $2 at $731. Those troy ounces of palladium, all those are spot prices, by the way. You won't get those prices from your broker anytime soon. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,497.90 for a low, $1,520.30 for a high, about a, what is it, $22 spread in there. Pretty good size spread, but at $1,509.80, your gold is up year to year, $301.50 for a 24.96%. return on your investment in arm that beautiful golden metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, you can find out all about them. Their AM price fixing, well, they set the price at $15,1725, and gold has been struggling to hit that mark all morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight, this is exchange-traded funds, they pair off 1.44 metric tons out of their electronic treasure chest, and we'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Mite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the homepage. Of course, you can log on and bookmark our chat room at becomevocallocal.com. Get in there and mix it up with the other chatters, or you can call throughout the broadcast, area code 666. Just wanted to throw that in there just in case you wanted it. 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $3.30 an ounce at $1,509.80. Silver up 31 cents at $38.02. Platinum off $5 at $1,789, and palladium up $2 at $731 an ounce. Again, the SPDR gold shares trimmed off 1.44 metric tons out of their electronic treasure chest. This morning, ostensibly, they claim to be holding 1,201.95 metric tons, valued on State Street at $58 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 46 at 12,685. The NASDAQ closed up 16 at 28.43, and the S&P 500 up 6, closing at 1,346. Crude oil this morning off 50 cents a barrel for those $102.05 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Again, $102.025. Zero, way too much money, man. You do the math. 42. Yeah, 102.05 divided by 42, then go look at the pump and read it and weep. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 9 basis points at 74.57, which impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie up 15 basis points at $1.04 against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso bumps up 16 basis points. That ought to make Carlos Slim real happy. That's at 9 cents U.S. It's 11.5987 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 2 basis points at $1.44. The British pound off 11 at $1.64. And that Swiss franc off 72 basis points and yet still strong at $1.14 in the foreign exchange marketplace. The bonds this morning, this is the U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness, moving around, that's not doing too much. The two-year, the yield on the two-year this morning, 0.55%. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.16%, and the 30-year at 4.31%. I guess if you held it for 30 years at 4.31%, it'd add up to some money, but, yeah, right, we got 24.96% per annum in gold so far. Mortgage market this morning, of course, a 15-year mortgage rate, that's the fixed rate 15-year mortgage, moves down from 4.11 or 4.11% a month ago to 3.83 this morning, trying to entice and induce people to buy those toxic mortgages. The 30-year moves down from 4.91 to 4.59. Your prime rate is at 3.25% and holding. And the gold-to-silver ratio, as of 9 o'clock a.m., it'll take you 39.70 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold this morning. Into the Econoday calendars we go. Not much yesterday, of course, but this morning we've got a little bit of action going on. The Small Business Optimism Index is out. We'll go there in a moment. Goldman Store sales, import, export, and the Red Book. Tomorrow, the Mortgage Bankers Purchase Apps will be out. We'll see whether or not anyone was induced to take out a mortgage, and if so, how many. International Trade will be out in the morning. Petroleum Status will be out during tomorrow's broadcast. Again, Thursday is a big day. Producer Price Index, retail sales, and the jobless claims closing out on Friday with the Consumer Price Index and the Consumer Price Sentiment. Let's go into that report. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. Now, as you know, we've talked about so many times before on this broadcast, there's a big difference, a great divide between the middle class and the wage slave. All right? Wage slaves. Well, most people are wage slaves. If you denominate your daily output in dollars per hour, you're a wage slave. But the middle class is a little different than that. They are the entrepreneurs. And oftentimes you'll find that it's the small businessman, as they always talk about, that drives the American economy. It's the small businessman that's really the entrepreneur. They're really the middle class. All right? That's the war between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie. Well, here's the report, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. The nation's economic recovery is not centered in small business, where, in contrast to big business, growth is no better than marginal. Well, pretty well sums it up, doesn't it? According to the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the NFIB's April index of small business optimism slipped for a second straight month, down 7/10 to 91.2, in what the report says reflects the anemic pace of economic recovery. So I guess there's no reason, gentlemen, to throw your caps in the air. Small businesses are still in the dump. Here's another one. The ICSC Goldman store sales, all right, for all you shoppers out there, American consumers, store sales were steady in the first week of May, according to the ICSC Goldman, whose same-store sales tally shows an intra-trend, 2.7% year-on-year pace. The report cites strength in Mother's Day sales. Wow. And also notes, you see how those merchant man's holy days really come and bail them out? They do that. And also notes that demand may be rising for non-discretionary goods. Discretion. Mighty most part of valor or something like that. In what would be a big plus for the retail sector, it would be, but it isn't. Redbook is up at 8:55. Well, let's go to Redbook. And that's coming right there. Redbook sales for the May 7th week either reflects lingering Easter calendar distortions or marks a shift higher. Well, what's it going to be? Lingering Easter calendar distortions? I guess if you're an economist, you come up with all that. You probably stay up at night kind of dreaming up sentences like this, and then they put them in their cut, copy, and paste bin, and they drag them out year after year. Redbook, same store, year-on-year sales pace of plus 4.7% is down from April's 5.2, but isn't down by much, they say. Well, I guess if you're going broke, you could go there slowly, or you could go there rapidly. Let's go to the next one, import and export prices. Import and export price data shows inflationary pressure moving into what are still, however, subdued consumer prices. That's right. Prices are no longer falling at Walmart. They're going up. Import prices for consumer goods. We've been telling you about this for a couple of years. Import prices for consumer goods. That's all that cheap Chinese plastic crap. They're going up. They're going up. They're not going to be cheap for long. Just more Chinese plastic crap. Well, that's all we really needed to hear about that. Go over here and take a look at this. I want to just touch briefly on this CME group. You know, I've been dogging this thing ever since we discovered the CME group was behind COMEX and that these guys are behind the decline last week in my very favorite precious shiny metals. You don't want to mess with my metals or you kind of tick me off. Anyway, here it is, CME group. Curiously enough, had a hard time finding this article again this morning off of Wikipedia. Yesterday it opened fine. Today, difficult. Well, we'll pick up the CME group from Wiki right after this.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as we all just kind of scratch our heads and try and figure out what's going on in the economic world of things, you know, I'm not an economist, and you all are well aware of that. I'm just kind of struggling along just like the rest of you. Anyway, as we discover these little tidbits out of the Bloomberg website, they really go unobserved by me. Then I go and check them out, all right? Study all these articles and read them on air for the clues. For the clues, not so much what they're telling us, most of it being nothing more than public notice, but it's the clues I'm looking for. And so yesterday we discovered in an article this link to the CME Group, Inc. Who are they? Well, here it is. Off of Wikipedia, and as I said before the break, yesterday, just type CME Group, Inc. into my Wikipedia, you know, into the browser, and bingo bango, up comes the article. This morning, had to go in and get a cached article of it, you know, a copy of it. It wouldn't freaking load, you know? So what's up with that? I don't know. Maybe they're trying to cover up for a couple of weeks or something. But anyway, CME Group, Inc., this is the article off of Wikipedia. It might open right away for you. NASDAQ CME. CME Group, Inc. owns and operates large derivatives and futures exchanges in Chicago and New York City, as well as online trading platforms. Not that much we knew from the article yesterday. It also owns the Dow Jones Stock and Financial Indexes. The contracts it exchanges trade include futures and options based on interest rates. We found that off of CME's website. Equity indexes, foreign exchange, energy, agricultural commodities, rare and precious metals, weather and real estate. Weather. That ties us into the rest of our stories today about hazard mitigation planning. You know, they make book on the weather. And rare and precious metals, I found on the CME's website yesterday and the day before that they aren't listing the precious metals reports that they have been before, I guess. Anyway, that part of their website is just blank. I wonder what they're doing there. The corporate world headquarters are in, oh, brother, the Chicago Loop Financial District. The corporation was formed by the 2007 merger of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Now, when did the recession, depression, hyperinflation begin? Right in this time period. And the Chicago Board of Trade. So almost simultaneously with the creation of these batards, we started having horrible woes, and these guys are into the derivatives market, credit default swaps and all of that. Interesting. Well, it goes on March the 17th of 2008, it announced its acquisition of NYMEX Holdings, Inc., the parent company of the New York Mercantile Exchange and Commodity Exchange, Inc. That's the COMEX. Oh, how the circle spreads out here, which was formally completed on August the 22nd of 2008. The four exchanges now operate as designated contract markets, or DCMs, of the CME Group. But you remember when we were talking about how the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, was contemplating and still may be acquired by the Deutsche Börse, ASE or whatever it's called over there. And we went into all that and found the Goldschmidts and the Rothschilds and all the rest of them in the background. Well, remember, it wasn't shortly after that that NASDAQ came up with the bid for it. So not only are they interested in controlling the New York Mercantile Exchange, the NYMEX, they're also wanting to have the New York Stock Exchange, the NYSE. Quite a large bourse developing here, wouldn't you say? On February the 10th of 2010, CME announced its purchase of 90% of the Dow Jones. So we've got Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P. Well, they've got the NASDAQ and the purchase of the Dow. Wow, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So I guess it's not the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P anymore. We're just reporting on CME Group's company. CME Group owns 5% of the BM&F Bova Spa, the Sao Paulo Stock Exchange, BM&F Bova Spa, and they own 5% of the CME Group. So anyway, there's more to that. I'll keep following it and see where we go with it all. But the Dow Jones And then, of course, you've got Rahm Emanuel out there. That doesn't make us feel too comfortable, does it? No, not really. Well, here's another one. Let me see. I want to jump over here and pick this story up. Here we go. Of course, this is off the BBC. Got one of those headline readers, those RSS things, and it always floods me out with stuff. But here's flooding. This is new news. Memphis flooding. Mississippi River reaches the peak. Of course, the hazard mitigation plan is all about this, you know, your floodplain managers, etc. And continuing, it says officials have diverted some of the Mississippi River's flow as the region prepares for river levels to reach near record levels. Of course, they don't say that they flooding in Missouri by blowing up dikes and levees, but the Mississippi River has reached a peak at just under 48 feet in the southern U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee. The U.S. National Weather Service has said the city is coping with flood levels not seen since the 1930s. When did TVA come in anyway? Which have forced people from some 1,300 homes. The authorities have said, so we got the tornadoes cutting through Alabama, and we've got the flooding in the Mississippi River. Gosh, maybe we are witnessing the apocalypse of John the Revelator. The authorities have evacuated low-lying areas, but officials say they are confident flood control systems will prevent further harm. Levees? New Orleans? Ninth Ward? Well, the flooding has been caused by melting snow and heavy rains. That's the truth. Rising water levels? Army engineers says it's unlikely that the levee system in Memphis will give way. Hope they don't have any Navy SEALs swimming around in the area, but have acknowledged that the water has been rising faster than expected. Unexpectedly, that's the way it always works. The authorities have also warned residents to look out for snakes and rats. Damn. Which could seek shelter on higher ground, like the top of your refrigerator. Officials downstream in Louisiana have begun evacuating prisoners from one of the state's toughest prisons, the Louisiana State Penitentiary. I wonder if they're going to go on sandbag detail. And open flood gates to relieve pressure on the levees outside New Orleans. Police in Memphis have gone door to door, no doubt confiscating weapons, raping grandmothers and tasering children, shooting dogs. More than 300 people were staying in shelters on Monday, and police increased their presence in evacuated areas to prevent looting. Of course, Japanese don't loot. I guess it's just Americans that loot. Imagine that my trailer, if it's not covered, this is a quote, it's close, said Aurelio Flores. Wonder how long he's been on the north side of the Rio Grande. An unemployed construction worker, he told the Associated Press News Agency, on Monday evening, Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam said that even though the river was approaching its crest, the water would not recede in some neighborhoods for at least 2 weeks. It's not going to get a lot better for a while, Mr. Haslam said. Well, flooding. Flooding happens all around the place. Here's another one. Let's go here. Should we talk about dams first, or should we talk about dams? Yeah, let's talk about dams, and then we'll talk about other things. Patagonia hydroelectric project approval spurs violent protests in Chile. Of course, you know I'm a proponent for hydropower. I think it's the best way to go, personally. In this article, Matt Crazy and Randy Woods writing collaboratively for Bloomberg, yesterday's news. Chile approved a hydroelectric project that would flood Patagonian valleys and become the country's biggest power generator, sparking violent protests. And you better believe it, the green weenies will be flooding into the Patagonia. Police fired water cannons and demonstrators outside the building in the city of Coyhaique. Wow. Where 11 out of the 12 members of an environment commission voted in favor of the Hydroaizen project that Santiago-based Empresa Nacional de Electricidad S.A. and Colburn S.A. wants to build. Well, we'll find out more about this Patagonian flooding and hydropower right after this.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're back into this article off the Bloomberg website here about the Patagonia hydroelectric project approval spurs violent protests in Chile. Interesting, though. This is important, I guess. Hydro Acin's five dams would flood nearly 6,000 hectares or 14,800 acres. Has anybody ever stood on a 1,000-acre farm before? It's pretty good size, but it's, you know, not that big. Anyway, 14,800 acres of land. You know, it's going to be a nice lake. Lake of the Ozarks, you know, Table Rock Lake. We've got some of those around here. Makes a great place to water ski and things like that. Think of all the water they've got for irrigation and whatnot. Not to mention reliable 24/7, 365 electrical generation. Well, it would require a 1,900 kilometer or 1,180 mile transmission line. Of course, that's a hell of a line. They might want to rethink the location, but, you know, what can I say? That's their business, not mine. You know, when you live in the barrio, that's what it looks like. To feed the central grid that supplies Santiago and surrounding cities, as well as copper mines owned by Codelco, Anglo-American PLC, the government of President Sebastián Piñera says Chile needs more hydroelectric and coal-fired plants to meet demand that will double in the next decade and reduce power costs that are the highest in the region. Sounds like a pretty good goal there, Sebastian. Quote, we have to get that energy somewhere, independent of what the project is, because energy today is twice as expensive as it is in other Latin American countries, Ina von Baer, Bear. Well, not Bauer, but Bear. Anyway, the government spokeswoman told reporters yesterday in Santiago, we want to be a developed country. And to do that, we need energy, especially cheap energy for the poor, doing it all for the children. Shares of coal burn and so on, it goes on, with a capacity to produce 2,750 megawatts, about 35% of the country's current power consumption. The project would dwarf Ralco, Chile's biggest hydro generator, at about 760 megawatts on the Biobío River. I don't know where that Biobío is, but sounds like they need some deodorant. Transition approval pending. Yesterday's approval was for the dams. Hydro Acin, or Azen, plans to seek approval for the transmission line later this year. The project would require a total investment, probably from the international community, of $7 billion. So dirtbag cheap. Boy, provide 35% of the country's power. That's what I like about hydro. Here's another one. Huadian plans four dams to boost hydro generation capacity. This is a lot more efficient doing this than it is dealing with Don Quixote's windmills. Anyway, Bloomberg News, no author here. This must be a stock bag article. Maybe it came from Reuters. China Huadian Corporation plans to build four new hydropower stations along rivers in southern China to boost its hydro generating capacity by 63%. You know, they got so much pollution in the rivers over there. These big dams behind would create these big lakes behind the dams. They might act as settlement ponds. Maybe the water coming off the top of those lakes in years ahead would be a little better than some of the scum they've got in their rivers today. The parent company of Hong Kong-listed Huadian Power, Huadian, maybe, H-U-A-D-I-A-N, you say it, I don't know, International Corporation plans to develop 10 gigawatts, that's a couple, of additional hydroelectric capacity through 2015, the newspaper reported, citing the company's spokesman, Yuan Mingang. China Huadian, or Huadian, aims to have 26 gigs of hydropower by 2015, or 8% of the nation's total by then. It said 8% of China's total. Wow, that's quite a bit. Here's another one talking about FEMA, this out of the chat room, thanks to Doppler. National Emergency Alert System is set to launch in New York City. CBS, New York, writing here, no author cited. Anyway, no author cited. A new national, probably comes right out of FEMA, a new national alert system is set to begin in New York City that will alert the public to emergencies via cell phones. Well, there's a good reason not to have a cell phone. Anyway, let's continue and see what they have to say. Presidential and local emergency measures. That's right. Declarations of emergency. FEMA thrives on them. Presidential and local emergency messages, as well as amber alerts, would appear on cell phones equipped with special tracking chips and software. Well, it says special chips. The Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Emergency Management Agency said the system would also warn about terrorist attacks and man-made natural disasters. Wow. It's the promotion of a culture of safety, my friends. Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59. Verizon and AT&T, the largest cell phone carriers, are already on board. That's called public buy-in. Consumers would be able to opt out of all but those presidential messages. So whether you like it or whether you hate it, you're going to get a chance to listen to Barry. He's got something for you. And he wants to tell you about it. The announcement of the new emergency alert system came on Monday in the wake of, oh, for goodness sake, Osama bin Laden's death. Foolishness. And an uptick in security and safety concerns around New York City. That's right. It's all safe and sound, environmentally, safe and sound, security. For now, the system is capable on certain high-end cell phones, but starting next year, all cell phones will be required to have the chip that receives the alerts. And remember, folks, if you're on public assistance, if you're on welfare, if you're on the dole, if you're on aid, you get those free cell phones. So none of the poor will have any excuse for not knowing what's up with Barry this week. Anyway, in a continuing saga of weather, crop damage from weather growing as cost of grains advances. This by Whitney McFerrin and Elizabeth Campbell, collaboratively writing. Don't know who brought the coffee, who brought the pencils, but this from Bloomberg. Less than a year after the worst drought in a generation destroyed one-third of Russia's wheat crop, remember last year, and sent global food prices surging. As we discovered then, it was like less than, what, 12% or something like that of the global supply. More bad weather is damaging fields from North America to Europe to Asia, thanks to HARP. Corn planting in the U.S., and this 10K Puddles ought to be able to tell us about up there in the land of 10,000 lakes. Corn planting in the U.S., the world's largest grower, is advancing at half of last year's pace because of excess rain, and it just started raining overhead here in southwest Missouri, where we do plant a lot of corn. Anyway, government data shows the Canadian Wheat Board, now we're back to CME Group. Wow, commodities, COMEX. The Canadian Chicago Board of Exchange, the Canadian Wheat Board said fields are so muddy that only 3% of grain has been sowed compared with 40% normally, so they're way behind. At the same time, drought left Kansas, the Kansas wheat crop, in the worst shape since 1996. And dry spells are threatening crops in France, Western Australia, and China. Well, if you can get your hands on 40 pounds of wheat in a bread maker, that might be a good thing to do. While the growing season is still early in the Northern Hemisphere, corn futures as much as doubled. Now you know why gasoline costs so much. It's all that Monsanto's and Syngenta's genetically modifying corn going into ethanol. But corn futures as much as doubled in the past year as U.S. stockpiles headed for a 15-year low. You know, we used to be the breadbasket of the world today. Not the case. And wheat is up 58% from a year earlier. Wait a minute. Wheat? Well, it's kind of got a golden hue to it. Gold is only up 24%. Wheat is up 58%. Wow. Whew. I guess our chatter from the other side of the pond is right. We need to be paying attention to these wheat prices. The United Nations says global food costs advanced in April for the ninth time in 10 months. Went to the grocery store last night, had sticker shock again. Wanted to buy a quart of oil for my lawnmower so that I could get involved in the lawn mowing season. Oil off the shelf was running over $4 a quart. $4 a quart. I had to crawl around on my hands and knees and find some generic brand in the back that I could pick up for $2.23 a quart for oil. Unbelievable. The United Nations says that global food costs advanced in April for the ninth time in 10 months. There's no inflation, right? Talk to Timmy Geithner and Benjamin Shalom Bernanke there. And higher commodity expenses led food makers, including General Mills Incorporated and McDonald's Corporation, to boost prices to consumers. I guess they're going to have to admit that inflation is kicking in pretty soon, don't you think? Keep blaming it on the weather. Well, if we can blame it on anything, if you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will work. Quote, we need everything to go perfectly. That doesn't sound too good for us, does it? But there's really a lot of potential for problems based on these weather issues, said Sterling Liddell, a vice president for food and agribusiness research at the Rabo Agri-Finance in St. Louis. Well, find out a little bit more after this.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So back to this article about Kansas wheat, you know, of all things to talk about first thing in the morning. But again, I bring to your attention this, CME Group. They own the COMEX, the NYMEX, NASDAQ. They run derivatives and insure against losses and hazard mitigation stuff and flooding and why they've got the whole ball of wax covered. And then we read this. We need everything to go perfectly. But there's really a lot of potential for problems based on these weather issues. Don't know if they have any stock shares in HARP, but they might, said Sterling Liddell, a vice president for food and agribusiness research at Rabo Agri-Finance. Rabo Agri-Finance in St. Louis, that would be Missouri, who expects corn to reach a record of $8 a bushel if conditions worsen. What can we do to make the conditions worsen? Profit. Everything's got to be profit. It could be a very explosive situation because we're already so tight. They're so tight they squeak. You can hear it from miles. But it could be a very explosive situation. Well, hope they don't start blowing stuff up around here. Reduced inventory. In a report tomorrow, the U.S. Department of Agriculture probably will cut its forecast of global corn reserves. Were we even reading this stuff? Global corn reserves. What is this? Egypt, for Christ's sake. Excuse me. Before this year's Northern Hemisphere harvest of 122.5 million metric tons, the lowest in 4 years. According to a Bloomberg News survey of 14 analysts, the U.S. is the world's biggest exporter of corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton. If you know anybody that wants to buy some real good soybean land, I have a friend that's desperately in financial trouble, has a large piece of ground, He's been growing organic soybeans on that ground, and he's under pressure to turn it into a GMO factory. Anybody out there wants to live in the country, southwest Missouri, a real nice piece of ground, send me an email. Shoot me an email. BVLhost@centurytel.net. I get you hooked up with some ground that'll just be fantastic for you. While the survey showed corn inventories probably will rebound to 125.4 million tons next year as higher prices. This is the problem. You know, we covered this when we studied economics. And the problem with shortages this year, high prices next year, well, the farmers recognize this sort of stuff. And so if they make good money on their crops this year, next year they'll plant twice as much. They're all like that. And, of course, then because we have oversupply and the outstrips the demand, the prices go into the bottom. And once again, the farmer, you know, he takes it in the boots. Anyway, that's what they're talking about. While the survey showed corn inventories probably will rebound to 125.4 million tons next year as higher prices spur farmers to plant more, some analysts expected further declines before the 2012 harvest. Weather, especially in the U.S., may be the swing factor. That's troubling. These guys have been manipulating weather ever since the Vietnam War. Anyway, for rebuilding global grain inventory, said Dan Manternock, a wheat economist with Doan Advisory Services, an agricultural research company in St. Louis, things are so tight. If Mother Nature so much as hiccups on adverse weather, it could be unusually bullish for commodities, Manternock said. Things are so tight. If Mother Nature so much as hiccups on adverse weather, well, that's kind of an interesting take on things, but let's go over here. As long as you're going to have a whole gob and a bunch of farm crops, what we need to have are more people to wield the hoe. Well, here's a bunch of hoes. Obama seeks to pressure Congress with an immigration pitch to the capital H Hispanics. Gate Anderson Brower and Hans Nichols, writing this for Bloomberg, Barry the usurper is trying to step up pressure on Congress to act on revamping U.S. immigration laws while also courting a key constituency that he needs to win re-election next year. That's right. He's counting on the illegal aliens to come out and vote. Hey, wait a minute. Barry, how does that work? For the fifth time in 3 weeks, the usurper is putting an overhaul of the immigration system on his agenda with a speech today in El Paso. Does this guy ever work? He's been stumping since months before the election. A state where Hispanics make up 37.6% of the population and 48% of those under 18. Here we are, become vocal local, beaming into and originating from Texas. Like his White House predecessor, Jorge Bush, Obama has been stymied in getting congressional action on rewriting laws to deal with the estimated 11 million people already in the country illegally. 11 million here illegally. Well, they're not going to be able to vote for you, Barry. Or will they? While also securing U.S. borders and dealing with the concerns of businesses that need a supply of both skilled and unskilled workers. Of course, they never turn to Americans for those jobs. The chances of passing a measure before the 2012 presidential election are small, since Republicans control the House of Representatives and seized upon border security as their primary concern. They're really big on security. They're really big on spending your money in the military-industrial complex, from everything I've seen. The usurper is waging a, quote, campaign to build public awareness and public support for comprehensive immigration reform. Watch that word, comprehensive, which we have to do to make sure that it's got the kind of momentum behind it that gets Congress's attention, said Jay Carney, president's spokesman. The administration is adding an economic appeal to its arguments for immigration overhaul as well. Business leaders, including Cargill Chief Executive Officer Greg Page, Facebook Inc. Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, and former Republican Senator Mel Martinez of Florida, now J.P. Morgan and Chase's chairman for Florida, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. How nice. How nice. Right. Republican Senator Mel Martinez, J.P. Morgan and Chase, chairman for Florida, Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. We're among a group of politicals, religious, and law enforcement officials invited to the White House on April the 19th. Wow, I wonder what kind of drinks were served. The United States will find it far more difficult to maintain its competitive edge if it excludes those who are able and willing to help us compete. Well, we only have 475,000 people filing for unemployment each and every week. You think maybe we could look into that labor pool and tap it one time, Barry? Opposition to any changes in the law that would provide illegal immigrants with illegal aliens with a path to citizenship has hardened, and with increased demands from border states that the federal government do more to secure the U.S. border with Mexico amid spreading drug violence there. Well, there's a lot more to that article, too. Here's another one. Find all these articles up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Microsoft agrees to buy Skype for $8.5 billion to add web calls. Heads up, Doug Owen, Lee Rogers. Maybe we want to rethink our investment in Skype. Anyway, $8.5 billion. Here it goes. The next thing you know, they're going to want to vaccinate us all through Skype. Douglas McMillan and Zachary Miter writing this for Bloomberg. Microsoft agreed to buy Skype Technologies SA. And for those of you that don't know, we are broadcasting via the Skype technology this morning. For $8.5 billion in cash to gain the world's most popular internet calling service and its 663 million customers, of which I am one. Microsoft will acquire Luxembourg-based Skype from an investor group led by Silver Lake. The company said in a statement today the agreement was approved by the boards of directors of both companies. So much for Skype. The takeover will help Microsoft Chief Executive Officer Steve Ballmer attract web users and narrow Google Inc.'s lead in internet advertising. Great. I'm just waiting for pop-ups to come into my Skype screens. The acquisition is Redmond, Washington's base, Microsoft's largest, surpassing the purchase of Quantive, Inc. for about $6 billion in 2007. This could give Microsoft a much-needed kickstart. Well, I know where I'd like to kick Microsoft. In voice services, Skype has certainly set the benchmark and gained a lot of traction, and they would be better served to not have anything to do with Microsoft. A purchase by Microsoft would divert Skype from a plan announced in August to sell $100 million of shares in an IPO or initial public offering. The company has struggled to convert users of its free PC to PC phone service into paying customers. Well, we'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First, you can always pop into our chat room, becomevocallocal.com, bookmark that site, engage in our chat room discussions, always lively material there. Want something to get out on the air to the people and you don't know, have the confidence to call in, that's all right. Just drop a link in the chat room, bring it to our attention, and we'll try and bring it up on the air during the broadcast. I'm in and out of the chat room throughout the broadcast. Also, the call-in number again is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. We're in the news segments. Obama health care law fights reaches the first of three U.S. appeals courts. This isn't over yet. Tom Schoenberg writing for Bloomberg, May the 10th. New newsy news, as I like to say. Three judges appointed to the bench by Democratic presidents will hear the first appellate arguments. I guess we got the outcome on this one already. On whether requiring Americans to buy health insurance is, as a lower court judge ruled, the same as ordering them to buy broccoli or a Cadillac. Wow. So far, the trial court decisions on the law have broken along party lines. That should never happen. That should never happen. But it does. With judges appointed by Republican presidents ruling against the law and Democratic-appointed judges ruling in favor of it. You know, these judges serve on good behavior. If there is any way of verifying this particular statement that they are not following the rule of law, but are following party politics, perhaps they have broken their code and are no longer serving in good behavior. They need to be bumped out permanently. Goodbye. You can go back to being a dog catcher someplace in Poughkeepsie, honey. The U.S. Appeals Court in Virginia assigned to review the cases are Diana Griben Motz, these are the judges, Andre Davis and James Wynn Jr. Davis. Wow, James Wynn Jr. Davis. Andre Davis and James Wynn Jr. Davis. Don't know whether or not they're related. Davis and Wynn are appointed to the appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, by Barry the usurper. Motz was appointed by President Bill Clinton. The Justice Department will seek today to persuade the judges that the usurper's health care overhaul, which mandates most Americans obtain insurance, is constitutional. In back-to-back arguments, the panel will review two rulings, one upholding the law and the other striking down part of it. Quote, the fact that the government is sending the Solicitor General of the United States, wasn't that the office that was held by Elena Kagan? I think so. To argue, the case does reflect how important the government considers this case to be, said Lisa Blatt, an appeals lawyer at Arnold Porter LLP in Washington. The U.S. Solicitor General usually only argues cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. So they're bringing in the firepower. They're rolling in the big guns. They want this one, and they want it bad. The market will wither, Bloomberg continues. The U.S. calls the insurance mandate the linchpin of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The Patient Killing and Unaffordable Care Act. Without expanding the pool of younger, healthier customers, you like to swim in that pool, do you? Without expanding the pool. See how they think about you? This government doesn't represent you, my friends. We need to get gone. We need to abolish the established two-party political system, and we need to do it in a New York minute. Without expanding the pool of younger, healthier customers, the insurance industry won't be able to meet its obligations for coverage under the law. Absent the mandate, the health insurance market will wither, the government said in court papers. Well, That would certainly be a benefit I would subscribe to. I'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back once again, right here on Become Vocal Local. You're listening to this broadcast live on May the 10th, 2011. In the first hour, went through a variety of news. In the second hour, of course, we're going to go into hazard mitigation planning here almost momentarily. But I want to close out the news basket today looking at this article off of Bloomberg website. Obama healthcare law fight reaches the first of the three U.S. appeals courts. They're bringing out the big guns, folks. They're bringing out the big guns. They want to make sure that this works. You know who's driving it. Not only are the insurance companies behind it, but also the entire medical institution, if you will. They're behind this. But it's not for the people. It's for them, all right? They're the ones that are going to walk away with the big bucks. We're going to walk away with the dirty stick. And that's an unfortunate situation. But it does seem to be the way that it is. Here's a little bit more. As far as news is concerned, taxes and the scale of spending cuts remain hurdles to the U.S. debt limit increase by Mike Dorning and Julie Hirsch Davis, writing this for Bloomberg. A fight over taxes and the scale of spending cuts remains the biggest obstacles to a deficit-cutting plan that White House officials and congressional leaders say is necessary for an agreement to raise the U.S. debt ceiling. Wouldn't you like to be able to just raise your debt ceiling? We've been hearing about this and hearing about this and hearing about this, and I make exchanges of emails with my congressman. A newly elected congressman, by the way, that ran on the platform of we're going to send a citizen, we're going to send a common man with common sense to Washington. Well, it seems that he's been infected already. I don't know what's in the water in Washington, but I can see that we're not going to get much help from him. House Majority Leader Eric, the Zionist Cantor, a Virginian Republican, told reporters in the Capitol that the reality, this is the quote, the reality is this president has excoriated, close quote, the Medicare proposal. Wow. House Speaker John, the Christian Zionist, Boehner, an Ohioan Republican, said the party would be unable to prevail on the idea in the current Congress, though he had also said everything remains on the table except tax increases. Wow. After lawmakers met yesterday, you know, you don't hear anything in here about trimming about $617 billion out of the defense budget. I mean, after all, the war on terror is over, right? The Wicked Witch is dead. Let's bring home the boys and shut down the bases. Put our men on the southern and northern borders and start rebuilding America. But no, we're not going to do that. They're just going to continue to fight and fight and fight and fight. Left, right, left, right. We made progress. Joe Biden told reporters after the two-hour session before it started, he said, I've been in Congress for 36 years. Well, that's one of the problems, Mr. Biden. Why don't you find something meaningful to do and then go do it? He says, and I'm always optimistic. Well, I'd be optimistic, too, if I'd been bilking the taxpayers for 36 years for all the benefits that you've gotten. Probably came in a pauper. He's going out billionaire. Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma, a Republican member of the House Budget Committee who formerly led his party's House campaign arm. That ought to tell you something about what the political parties are all about. It's all about gaining proximity to or complete control of government. That's what parties do. Said political realities point to a smaller scale deal than Republicans have sought. Well, so much for that. And it just about pegs my fun meter. Let's go back into a little bit more of our discussion of Agenda 21 in the second hour. Try and get a little bit further than we did yesterday. I had a really fun time yesterday, but we didn't cover very much of this, and I really do want to because there's so much more to go. Resorting once again to Agenda 21, Earth Summit, Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro. The Rio Declaration on Environment and Development plus a Statement of Forest Principles. This is the final text of agreements negotiated by governments at the United Nations Conference on the Environment and Development out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992. All right. This is a little bit from Maurice Strong right at the bottom of this thing. Humanity today is in the midst of a profound civilizational change. And yes, we are. And we're living it. All right. Always like this one. While it's still early, too early to provide a precisely calibrated measure of the ultimate success of the Earth Summit, I believe it has ignited a wildfire of interest and support at every level of society in every corner of this planet. Since last June, there has been a profusion of conferences, seminars, symposia, and other organized colloquies of major sectoral groups. Industrialists, economists, financiers, engineers, scientists, those who, in truth, hold the levers of economic power and change, have joined constituency of earnest environmentalists in a commitment to the fulfillment of the hopes and the aspirations engendered by Rio. In short, the movement to turn the world from its self-consumptive course to one of renewal and sustenance has unmistakably spread from the grassroots to the brass roots. The Declaration of Rio and its Agenda 21 action program are now, it seems, clear on everyone's agenda. And it's certainly on my agenda and will remain on my agenda until we abolish this abomination. But stick with me. Let's continue. Promoting human resource development and capacity building for human settlements development. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Most countries, in addition to the shortcomings in the availability of specialized expertise in the areas of housing, settlement management, land management, infrastructure, construction, energy, transport, and pre-disaster planning and reconstruction, face three cross-sectoral human resource development and capacity building shortfalls. That was how we started the discussion yesterday. everything we had in the news basket today you could find right there in that sentence, right out of Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is driving the agenda. That's why they call it an agenda. That's why you find all of these articles in the news. They're implementing this strategy in our lifetime right in front of our face, and most people are unaware that it's actually happening. All actors, particularly the indigenous people and women involved in human settlement development. In this regard, account should be taken of traditional cultural practices of indigenous people and their relationship to the environment. Of course, down in the Patagonia, there's a lot of hubbub going there for the indigenous people. Strengthening the development of human resources and of capacities of public sector institutions. How do you strengthen the capacities of public sector institutions? Well, one of them is the article that we got from the chat room, dropped in by Doppler. You know, just put all the tracking information into these little cell phones. What a novel idea. That way you could get all of your Amber Alerts and the president message and the news from, Goldstein? Yeah, right on your cell phone. Of course, while you're listening to it, it's tracking, it's recording, it's got a camera running, and it's following your facial expressions. You have to be very careful about your facial expressions. You wouldn't want to be found guilty of a thought crime. You know, you could have been thinking that what you just heard really pissed you off. You wouldn't want to have your facial expression or your iris, you know, reveal that to anyone monitoring you. Providing enhanced training and technical assistance. Of course, this goes right back to the work bank, the job force, global workforce. You can find that up on Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com. Creating an enabling policy environment supportive of the partnership between the public, private, and the community sectors. Public, private, community sectors. It's right out of Agenda 21. Facilitating. Gotta love those facilitators. Facilitating coordination of the activities of women, youth, and community groups. Well, this is all pluralism. And pluralism plays a big part in the legal positivism of American jurisprudence. We'll be right back.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So you really do have to be rather diligent, you know, and exercise lots of stick-to-itiveness to read through all of these 294, however many pages. Yeah, 294 pages of Agenda 21 takes a little time. But once you get in the swing of it, you know, it's worthy of, you know, your time. It's certainly a good read. By the end of it, you'll understand this agenda just as well as many do now. But again, back in here, social, economic, and environmental aspects of human settlements development. That's very important. We need to understand that. Providing direct assistance for human settlement development at the community level, inter alia, they use that. That's the only Latin word they use in this book, however. Inter alia. You should remember that. I-N-T-E-R-A-L-I-A. Inter alia. It really means among others. Among others, that would be among others. That would be other purposes. You'll find that in law a lot today, too. Strengthening and promoting programs, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E-S. It lets you know who wrote it. I struggled over that one for quite a while. I couldn't quite figure out why are they using this word, program, programme. Well, it's program me, all right? But that extra useless tail, that M-E-S at the end of program, that shows us that it was most likely written by the English, Brits, all right? Thank you very much. And probably out of the Tavistock Institute, programme. We dropped all of that. They're called useless tails. And we dropped all that over here. Webster's 1828 dictionary refused to use the useless tails. They were really starting to go away even at the time of Johnson's 1755 dictionary. Strengthening and promoting programs for social mobilization and raising awareness of the potential of women and youth in human settlement activities. This off Bloomberg. Clinton, that would be Hillary Rodham Clinton, seeks Arctic spill policy as Greenland drilling resumes. Well, you know, she's been a leftist for 300 or 400 years. Well, at least she looks like she's that old. By Marianne Stigsit and Nicole Goey. I'm writing this for Bloomberg. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will push for an Arctic oil spill response task force this week as Kane Energy PLC prepares for its busiest drilling season off the coast of Greenland. Clinton will travel to Greenland's capital. Seems to me that would be Greenland's affair, wouldn't it, Hillary? Well, you know, when you need a vacation, any place will do. Clinton will travel to Greenland's capital for a meeting of the eight nations that lay claim to the Arctic. Amid growing concerns about the risks to the environment. You know, we heard about that drilling exploration project that needs to go quickly up in Alaska. I mean, the time limit is running out on their leases, and they want to get busy, all right? Anyway, back to this article, which really is related. Clinton, it all goes back to the National Ocean Council and that 300-mile limit out there that they're going to extend. Yeah, anyway, we'll get to that another day. Clinton will travel to Greenland's capital for a meeting of the eight nations that lay claim to the Arctic and amid growing concerns about the risks to the environment in light of last year's Gulf of Mexico. And they still use the word, I don't know why, spill. Oh, a lot more than a spill, honeys. Anyway, Cairn, the first explorer to drill off Greenland in a decade, won approval for four wells this year to tap an estimated 17 billion barrels of oil. Quote, "This will be a historic meeting," said Julie Reside, a spokeswoman at the State Department. Lots of women here at the State Department. Of course, this is all the, you know, mobilization and raising the awareness of the potential of women and youth in human settlement activities. This is right out of Agenda 21. Thought I'd throw this article in just to verify what I'm talking about here. Continuing, "For the coming 2 years, Secretary Clinton and other ministers will set in motion negotiations on a new instrument." Be careful now. Instrument. Watch that now. Instrument. Once it's been raised to an institution, the decay line will immediately begin. "To control potential oil spills in the Arctic." Well, that would be a good thing. Of course, that's really should be something that the companies deal with. "After 6 failed attempts by explorers to find oil over the past 30 years, Greenland received a record of 17 applications in the last year's licensing round." That's when they throw open these call windows, you know, and if you're an insider, you can come in and throw in a bid to make big bucks off of other people's natural resources. "Producers, including ExxonMobil Corporation, Chevron Corporation, have been attracted by higher oil prices." What do you mean, higher oil prices? Been attracted by them. Yes, they find them very attractive, and they've set those higher oil prices, and they have record profits. "Dwindling resources? You've got to be kidding. And Arctic exploration made easier by what? By global warming." That's right, the ice caps are melting, baby. It's all them little fuzzy little polar bears doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean from iceberg to iceberg, looking for a nice one to climb out and eat their baby seals for breakfast. Anyway, climate report. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar will join Clinton for the 7th meeting of the Arctic Council Ministers in Nuuk on May the 12th. The member states are Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, Sweden, and the USA. What a mess. A search and rescue treaty will be signed, and ministers will also receive a report on how climate change is affecting the Arctic. So you don't get in on these meetings, but this is how the change agents dialogue all of the officials into consensus. Well, back to the Agenda 21. "Facilitating the coordination of the activities of women, youth, community groups, and non-governmental organizations in human settlement developments, promoting research on women's programmees and other groups, and evaluating progress made with a view to identify bottlenecks and needed assistance, promoting the inclusion of integrated environmental management into general local government activities." How do you like that? Integrating environmental management into general local government activities. "Both international organizations and non-governmental organizations," that's the NGOs. You only get to be an NGO if you're recognized by the United Nations, by the way. Anyway, "both international organizations and non-governmental organizations should support the above activities by, inter alia, strengthening sub-regional training institutions, providing updated training materials, and disseminating the results of successful human resource and capacity-building activities, programs, and projects." And that's what they're going to be doing up there in the Arctic. Dialoguing everyone into consensus on this. Well, we found out from our McDonald County Hazard Mitigation Plan of 2005. Of course, this was written by the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council, and you probably have one right near you, too. This is this other layer. This is this extra-constitutional, extra-governmental layer that lies between where we are today and where we need to be in the future, between the county and the state. They divide up the state into regional councils of government, and then they put these unelected boards and councils in there just to do this sort of stuff. They become the planners. They begin the channel. They're the conduit. They're the ones for, they funnel the international grants and aid, the unearned shekels. And then they make sure that they clamp on the control through the writing of documents like this hazard mitigation plan, which they then get paid to do by your counties. And your counties are all paying money for membership in these coordinating councils. It's quite the gig, really. It truly is. But anyway, they say mitigation as preparedness. We found out yesterday that preparedness, response, and recovery, those are not mitigation. It's different than that. Long-term activities is mitigation. Long-term activities that reduce or eliminate a hazard and or a hazard's damage. We're finding all about that now as the Mississippi River is flooding. So again, we find that most of the things that are going down here in this particular hazard mitigation plan, these things are not optional. Once you sign in, once you start to take money from the from FEMA and from other international aid agencies, you're locked in. All right, backing out is tough to do. It's like once you've already established your relationship with a drug dealer, he's got the goods on you. He can put you away whenever he wants to.
Ordinary talk radio give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so once again, you know, hypothetical is one thing, opinion's another thing, but the facts are sometimes a little bit more interesting. They certainly are to me. And again, I'm looking right at this 2005 McDonald County Hazard Mitigation Plan. When I first got my hands on this, it really started me down a new course of discovery and research. It was how I discovered all about FEMA and NIMS and things like that. Some people call it the fusion centers and all that, but, you know, we were onto this back in 2005. The mitigation goals, the county hazard mitigation goals, objectives, strategies, and coordination, mitigation goals, objectives, and aims. Again, this written by Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council. and you have one in your area as well, mitigation goals. The McDonald County Hazard Mitigation Plan. Now, that phrase right there, you could take my county out, that county out, and insert yours. And it'll be basically the same because this is boilerplate. This is written by FEMA, for FEMA, and the international community. All right? So you can put your name, the name of your county in there. It applies to you. Probably you could find one of these if you were to find the FEMA director in your area, the floodplain manager, or go to your county commissioners and ask them for a copy if they would, please, or at least an opportunity to sit down and review your county's hazard mitigation plan. The McDonald County Hazard Mitigation Plan identifies five goal statements. Goals, now. Each goal is meant to be general and broad in nature and can only be achieved through the long-term implementation of more specific objectives. It is intended that each goal listed below will be more specifically addressed and realized through the implementation of short-term mitigation objectives and actions. These goals, objectives, and actions were developed through the planning process and the involvement of all local officials and stakeholders that participated. And that is pure stuff and nonsense. The mitigation actions proposed for this county, X County, to undertake are listed on the pages that follow. Each has been designed to achieve the goals and objectives identified through this hazard mitigation plan. Each proposed action is tailored to the mitigation technique category, the hazard it is designed to mitigate, and the objectives it is intended to achieve. It is crucial for these mitigation actions to be understood as short-term. Specific measures to be undertaken by X County. It is expected that this portion of the overall, notice expected, it is crucial to be undertaken. It is understood. This is a contract language here. It is expected that this portion of the overall hazard mitigation plan will be used as the primary indicator of the progress of the plan. In other words, this is the yardstick by which the county receiving unearned grants and aids will be judged. Will be routinely updated. That means that there are no absolutes. Everything is relative and constantly changing. That will be routinely updated and revised throughout the planning efforts. There were no actions that were eliminated in this planning process. In other words, they complied with all of the points provided by FEMA. That's a clue to FEMA. That's an insider implementation of predetermined plans, you see. And you just thought this was unique and original. And, oh, my God, you had such brilliant people working in your county on your behalf, protecting you from everything. All of the man-made and natural disasters, whatever the creator of the universe can throw at you, you're covered. All right? They got you covered. Here's the mitigation goals. Number one, increase the internal capabilities to mitigate the effect of natural hazards. I don't know how much money that you could throw at that one. Talk about meaningful and specific? I don't think so. How about vague and general? I think so. Goal number two, enhance existing or design new policies that will reduce the potential damaging effects of hazards without hindering other community goals through punitive constraints. So now we're going to sit down and we're going to revise all of the ordinances in the county. Protect McDonald County or County X's most vulnerable populations. Now, who would they be? Well, perhaps it's your county sheriff's department, your volunteer fire departments. Perhaps it's your health department. Maybe it is your county clerk in the tax assessor's office. Perhaps it's your county commissioners. It certainly isn't you, honey. They couldn't give a flying willendo about you. You're not part of the most vulnerable population. Buildings, that would be your courthouse. That would be your county courthouse, all the office buildings, and critical facilities. That would be all of the telephone exchanges and the hubs for the power coming in and out of your county. Through the implementation of cost-effective and technically feasible mitigation projects. Right? You're not concerned about the grocery store. They are concerned about the water. They are concerned about the sewer because they derive revenue from that. They want to make sure that the cell towers are all still there. They want to make sure that their 911 bunker is safe. They really don't care much about you. Protect McDonald County's most vulnerable populations. Protect the public health, safety, and welfare by increasing public awareness of existing hazards and by fostering both individual and public responsibility and mitigation risk due to those hazards. So how are they going to take care of you? They're going to say, hey, and give you information. And then they're going to stand back and they're going to say, it's all on you. They'll tell you, you got to get ready for disasters, but we ain't going to help you, see, because they're going to foster responsibility. They're putting it on you, all right? Their only job here is to protect the public health, safety, and welfare by increasing public awareness. So from time to time, you'll hear a PSA spot on the radio. Somebody will move into the area and start selling water filters and canned foods, right? Next, improve public awareness through the coordination of all educational programs. Now we're into the schools. We're into the community colleges. We're into the universities. All educational programs, that's into your churches, that promote the education of probable natural disasters. But what are they going to promote? Anybody that educates on probable natural disasters. All right? It's all these preparedness shows came up, popping up all over the country. You think they're independent? I would suggest you guess again. Track them back. And their probable severity in your county X and those specific to each community. The mitigation objectives and actions. Again, I'm just reading right out of this document. All right? This is real. It's not hypothetical. Increase internal capabilities to mitigate the effects of natural hazards. Promote the future participation in FEMA's NFIP, that's the National Flood Insurance Program, CRS, rating system through enhanced floodplain management. Today, Mississippi River flooding, all right, all the counties all along the river, they've all got their floodplain management plans. They've already, the county commissioners have been very busy for years now, out there selling floodplain insurance. Yes, they have. They're working directly with FEMA. They're working with Travelers Insurance and others like them. Right? This is important. Your county commissioners, when they sign up, when they buy in to hazard mitigation planning for your county, automatically become insurance agents. Oh, yes, they do. Action one, revise your floodplain ordinances to be in compliance with the new SEMA. What is SEMA? Sounds almost pornographic, but it's not. That's your state emergency management agency and FEMA standards. Whatever floodplain ordinances you may have today in your county or had previously, they had to be revised to SEMA standards and FEMA standards. State Emergency Management Agency, Federal Emergency Management Agency standards. All right. Another action, regularly calculate and document the amount of flood-prone property that is preserved as open space for potential credit points under the community rating system. So when your county commissioners are out and about working in your area, what they're looking for is land that they can do a buyout, floodplain buyouts. Let's say you've got a beautiful little farm, and it's right along the Mississippi River, and every couple, 2-3 years, a portion of your property is flooded. Of course, that's great for your farmland. That's how it became good farmland. It makes very fertile, rich, black soil, replenishes the nutrients in the soil. That's what floodplains are all about. That's what the Nile River was all about, baby. But, of course, what they want to do is they want to move you up, out, and away from there. They want to move you out of there. They want to move you out of there permanently. They want to move you up into some high place so they can have a live burning sacrifice like they visited on New York City on 9/11. They want to move you up onto some high place, a sustainable community, maybe a gated community. Unfortunately, the locks are all on the outside of the doors to the community. You don't have a key. So this is what it's all about. Regularly calculate and document. This is mapping. This is the three-dimensional GIS, GPS, global governance system. Of course, the cell phones will help with that a lot. That's why I don't have one. Don't want one either. Regularly calculate and document the amount of flood-prone property that is preserved as open space for potential credit points. It's like putting up a windmill, Dorothy. You put up a windmill, and even though it doesn't provide enough electricity to pay its own truck, it does provide a superabundance of carbon credits, which can be exchanged on the COMEX or the European Union's carbon credit trading system. Here's objective 1.2. Enhance the county's capacity or capability to conduct hazard risk assessments. Well, we'll be back with that right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back once again and diving in a little deeper to this McDonald County Hazard Mitigation Plan. It could be any town. It could be Hazardville, USA. Any county, USA. This is going on at you everywhere. Enhance the county's ability to conduct risk assessments, demonstrate funding needs, that's important, and track mitigation activities throughout the county. It's an ongoing mapping system, all right? It's an ongoing mapping system. It's part of the enhanced 911 system. Of course, you have to have an enhanced 911 before you can even get involved with hazard mitigation. You've got to already sell out to FEMA before they'll allow you to go to this next step. But this is the next step after your county embarks upon enhanced 911 planning. I haven't seen it different anywhere of the counties that I've looked at. It's always a step by step by step. It's links. It's links in the chain. They're used to bind you down. All right? We need to throw off that chain. We need to throw it over onto Congress where it belongs again, bind them down with the chains of the Constitution as our founders suggested. Continuing, it says, again, create a countywide hazard mitigation committee. Well, that's important, Dorothy. That's where you can come in. Create a countywide hazard mitigation committee to coordinate and prioritize goals, objectives, actions identified in this plan and subsequent updates. It's almost impossible to work from the outside here. We need to have insiders. We need to have people on these committees, these unelected boards and councils, these soviets. This is where you set aside your Ron Paul t-shirts and ball caps and your 9/11 truth things and your bullhorn. You leave all that at home and you just go in clandestinely and sit down and serve on these boards and councils. Speak truth to power and bring out the connections between Agenda 21 and this action plan that your coordinating council is trying to dialogue you into consensus with. Again, this is important again. Create a countywide hazard mitigation committee. And they're going to do that, and they've done that. Here's the next action step. Incorporate a geographic information system, a GIS, parenthetically, to maintain current building and parcel data for purposes of conducting more detailed hazard risk assessments for tracking, permitting, and land use patterns in hazard-prone areas. Three-dimensional GIS, geographic information systems, GPS, geographic or geospatial positioning systems, three-dimensional coordinates now. They did that with the last census, right? At your doorstep. All right. And what is the purpose of all of this? Is for conducting more detailed hazard risk assessments. Well, I wonder if they have a star on my doorstep. Wouldn't be a yellow star in this case, would it? For tracking permitting and land use patterns. So you come out and you apply for a building permit and then you go into their database, three-dimensional coordinate geometry. It may either be on your mailbox, your front door, or your electric smart meter. And land use patterns in hazard-prone areas. Now, we don't want any more development in hazard-prone areas, and so you're a target. They want to move you up, out, and away from that. They want to avoid repetitive loss claims. And then it continues. So it's rather interesting, these committees. Well, the committee business is big business, and they're always talking about how you should be able to set up these committees for yourselves. And in those committees, when you're trying to dialogue your county into consensus to join in on these things, they say, Tout, now we're over into the state and local mitigation planning how-to guide, getting started with hazard mitigation. Tout the benefits of hazard mitigation and mitigation planning. All right? So you get to be a booster for FEMA right in your area. Many of the benefits of hazard mitigation planning are discussed in this guide, including identifying cost-effective and technically feasible mitigation measures that will reduce losses from future disasters, building partnerships with sectors not previously involved, including the women, children, and indigenous people, talked about before, creating these public-private partnerships, creating partnerships, building partnerships, facilitating, that's your facilitators, funding priorities. Those are your grant writers. This is your unearned grants and aid, especially following a disaster. Well, you've got to wait. They got to wait. They appealed. They were so mad. Barry the usurper didn't declare Tuscaloosa a disaster area. They didn't have an emergency declaration. Got to have it. Got to have it. Can't get my money without it. Creating more sustainable communities. You don't think FEMA is up to their eyeballs in hazard mitigation planning and the implementation of Agenda 21? Guess again. Improved disaster resistance can also be used to attract new businesses and residents, which will result in an improvement to the overall economy. And then you'll also find in your county, at the same time this is coming on, the establishment of an Economic Development Commission. That's right. That's right. It happens. Planning reduces loss and facilitates recovery. Most of the city of Kinston, North Carolina, this is still in the plan, is located in the 50-year floodplain and is extremely vulnerable to flooding. When Hurricane Floyd hit in 1999, the city was still recovering from Hurricane Fran that hit 3 years earlier. And of course, comics made a fortune on that, no doubt. Fran inflicted major damage to the city and prompted Kristen to undertake a new recovery strategy guided by two objectives: to substantially or permanently reduce flood hazards in the county and to revitalize existing neighborhoods and business development in a long-term effort to empower citizens to be self-sufficient and in the process improve their quality of life. You see who's been seeding, you know, sowing the seeds of self-sufficient? I hear these people talking about being self-sufficient. They don't even know who coined the term and who's spreading the meme. Unbelievable. By all means, help yourself, self-reliant, and don't use their terminology. As such, the city undertook an acquisition and relocation program to reduce potential flooding losses from storms. That's right. The city undertook an acquisition and relocation. You've heard about being relocated to Concentration Camp America, haven't you? That's right. And they're using your tax dollars at work. Using federal and state funding, the city had acquired approximately 100 houses before Hurricane Floyd hit in 1999. Of these houses, 95% would have flooded and more than 75% would have been substantially damaged. Well, that's a good thing. Saved us the money, didn't it? Unfortunately, those 75 to 100 people, those homes, those families, those memories, they're gone. Bye-bye. They bulldoze them over, and they declare that they'll never be used for human habitation. Again, they're set-asides. They're bought out of a floodplain. They're no longer fit for human use, human settlement development. Estimates for property and displacement losses exceeded $6 million. The city's investment in this program paid off. The city spent $2.1 million on this program, so for $2.1 million of federal and state grants and aid, they relocated people out of the floodplain. Bye-bye. You're gone. They did the same thing down in New Orleans in the Ninth Ward. They're not coming back. Those people were all given swipe cards and put on buses, sent all over the world. They don't care if they'll ever come back at all. They could care less. Planning builds partnerships. Hazard mitigation planning is one of the best ways to enhance collaboration and gain support among parties whose interests might be affected by hazard losses. Working side by side, a broad range of stakeholders can forge partnerships that pool skills, expertise, and experience to achieve a common vision. That's right. It's these partnerships that open the door to Chinese foreign direct investment in Katrina, maybe, you know, New Orleans, I should say. Common visions, vision statements. The increased collaboration may also reduce duplication of efforts that results when stakeholders work in isolation. You know, none of us can do it alone, but together we can. Together we can. It's all linking arms, hands and arms now. We can sing Kumbaya, a couple of verses. Hazard mitigation planning is most successful when the public and elected officials support mitigation programs. Pretty much a no-brainer there, isn't it? The identified mitigation actions support other community goals and objectives, like buying fire trucks for your local fire departments. FEMA is only too happy. That's a 25-75 deal there. You put up 25% in cash, they put up 75% in Federal Reserve notes, and who wins? The bankers and the stockholders of those people that make the fire trucks. Of course, they failed to tell you that you're paying three times more than the fire truck is worth. You paid for the whole truck. The rest of it was just all cream cheese going to Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and Timmy Geithner and friends. Planning contributes to sustainable communities. There has been an increasing awareness in the last few years of the concept of sustainability and its intrinsic link with natural and human-caused hazard risk reduction. Well, you read about it all in Agenda 21, or you can read it from FEMA, SEMA, or your local county hazard mitigation plan. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.